Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, third hour, we're talking to Glenn McIntosh. His daughter had just some mild teenage depression. Went to the doctor. They said put her on these different psychotropics. She was put on Paxil and got more depressed. They said, here, let's put her on Zoloft. A few weeks after that, committed suicide at her public school. We'll have time to take a few calls on this subject up until the 20-minute mark. Then I'm going to break, and I'm coming back. I'm just going to cover Skull and Bones, Bush's military record, the economy, what's happening in Iraq. That's coming up, so stay with us. We're going to re-air those clips from Meet the Press with John Kerry and Bush. If you want to talk to our guest, here's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. I know we've had people holding since before our guest got on. I'm sorry, we can't go to your call. You'll have to call back tomorrow. But for those that want to talk to our guest, Mark in Rhode Island and others, we'll get you on in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. You and about 60 other parents went to Washington for a big symposium on this. As you were just saying,
correct.
The British FDA is now banned giving these to children. In this country, they're now giving them to toddlers as young as two.
Yes.
They know what these do. Why do you think, I guess it's big business, but it's more than that, why do they keep so energetically pushing these on the whole population? And at the same time, what effect did this symposium have on waking people up?
Well, I really think it really is big business. We're talking billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars they make on these drugs. I mean, this new one that the 19-year-old hung herself during the trials on recently, some kind of a drug that's supposed to treat depression and incontinence. I mean, they're going to add it to everything. I guess they figure if you're incontinent, you're going to be a little depressed and embarrassed, so, you know, why not add a little Prozac in there, too? That, they predict, is going to make $200 million in its very first year. So we are talking a billion-dollar industry. There are people out there in places of power within these companies that, frankly, are putting human life below profits. They're putting profits above human life. And the only thing that's going to stop it is a grassroots movement of enough of us rising up and saying, these drugs have hurt enough people that they are dangerous, and as a caring society, we should not allow, you know, I don't care if it's only 6 or 8 or 10% of the kids that go, you know, bonkers on these things and get psychotic or shoot other people or kill themselves. That's 80, 100,000 kids against the 11 million that are on it, and I believe it's a higher number than that, but even if it's only a few percentage points.
Well, there's also the statistics that once you go on these drugs, it primes your receptors to become very drug addicted to illegal drugs.
Well, that's possible, too. I know that these drugs themselves are very difficult to get off of. I know people that just are having a heck of a time getting off of them. And you have to get off them very slowly, because if you stop them, there's something called discontinuation syndrome, which is really a euphemism for withdrawal, you know,
syndrome. Well, it already causes an imbalance in the different chemicals in the brain, and then it's like being a heroin addict and going off heroin.
The point is, they don't know. As much as the modern science wants you to believe that they don't know how the brain works. They don't really know what these drugs do and how they, all they know is that they block the uptake of serotonin, so the serotonin builds up in your brain. They don't know how that affects different people. Everybody's different. And so it's a complete Russian roulette, and it's not dealing with the root of the problem anyway. If a person is depressed, if they have these mental symptoms, a lot of times it can be traced back to other factors, not an imbalance in their brain, but something in their environment, either sociologically or physically, toxins in the environment. The sugar you were mentioning that so many kids consume, and the caffeine, cut some of that out, get a decent diet and some good exercise every day, and a lot of these problems would go away.
Absolutely. And just get the kids off the television. I mean, that's so much of it. Get them out there, you know, in the sports. We'll come back and take calls and get more into this amazing story.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Every other day, and I'm not looking for these stories, I read about teenagers who were mildly depressed or were in a car wreck, or the boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with them. For any reason, missing class, school counselor, school nurses, push them on these drugs. And every case I've looked at, Kip Kinkle, Harris Kleibold, the woman drowning her children in Houston, Larry Ashbrook shooting up the Baptist church in Fort Worth, Buford Furrow shooting up the Baptist or the Jewish center. All these people, Malvo, Muhammad, they were both on this stuff. In every case we look at, they're on these drugs. And some people, hey, makes them happy, they're great, but causes all sorts of brain problems in the future and problems with organs and toxicity. But for some people, it seems to work. I mean, you know, it's like taking ecstasy or something. Well, I feel better. But for a lot of people, suicide, depression, these panic attacks, violent outbursts, and they admit all this, but the nightly news doesn't talk about it. We're talking to Glenn McIntosh. His daughter committed suicide just a few weeks after being put on these drugs, and she'd been fine before that. Glenn, I want to talk more about the symposium and
yes,
what happened in Washington, but right now, can we go ahead and take some calls?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's talk to Mark in Rhode Island. Mark in Rhode Island, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Mr. McIntyre, I really like to express my condolences to you for the loss of your daughter.
Thank you.
And I applaud you for being active about this. You know, this this whole thing with the medical industry and pharmaceutical drugs, it really, really burns me. I have to say to you, Alex, also, because to me, this has got to be one of the greatest hopes of the 20th century, when you have an agency like the FDA, and I think we need to go after the FDA and expose them for the criminals that they are, because all they do is they go after the natural alternative treatments, they go after the vitamins, the minerals, the herbs, and they want to vilify, you know, everybody who's identified with that.
Yet, well, that's because it's a revolving door. If you look at those that head up the FDA, they were either working for big drug companies before or after. They all, I mean, every case I've looked at, they then go to work for the drug companies after. It's the same thing with the EPA. I mean, and then it's all selectively enforced. Go ahead.
Yeah, and thank you, Alex. We need to get out there and expose the fraud of the FDA and what they're doing, because, you know, you try to talk to people about, and I try to talk to people about this. I used to belong to a network marketing company that sold a product for your immune system, and I tell some of these people that I'd be working in their houses, and they would say to me, you know, especially the older people, they'd be like, well, I'm taking 8 to 10 prescription drugs, and I don't know if that's going to be safe. I have to check with my doctor, and I don't know if it's FDA approved.
Yeah.
And it's that mentality. We've got to break that mind lock of thinking.
I hear you, Mark. Thanks for the call. Let me get some comments from Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, I definitely agree with Mark that there's a mentality out there. It's a quick fix society. We just want to take a pill and have it go away, and everything's going to be fine. And the FDA is, I believe, pretty much bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical company. To give you an example, at the hearings I went to last Monday, February 2nd, it came out that the medical guy on the FDA, their medical advisor, examiner, reviewed all of the clinical trials in preparation for this meeting they had, and he came to the conclusion that, my gosh, there is some risk here. There does seem to be an increased risk of suicidality on these drugs. And guess what? They didn't allow him to testify. They said he had already drawn a conclusion, he was biased, and they didn't allow his testimony. You know, neither did they allow the testimony of Dr. David Healy, the world's foremost psychopharmacologist. I mean, he's like the father of psychopharmacology. But he's not in with the big boys anymore, because he has come out and said absolutely his research, his books, everything he's done shows that these things can cause suicide in some people.
Well, also, I mean, this is what happened. People say, well, the government's this corrupt on all these different issues and owned by these corporations, controlled by them. You know, we'd hear about it. People blow the whistle. They do. People quit the electronic voting machine companies. Their chief...
Right.
Engineers and say it's a fraud. The
right.
average person never hears about it. They
right.
come out and admit the depleted uranium. Nobody hears about it. They come out and admit these drugs are killing people and causing suicide. Nobody hears about it. Ritalin killing children, heart attacks.
Yeah.
Nobody ever hears about it. People in these institutions do go public, but then they get totally shut out of the media.
Exactly. And the media is very complicit with this and culpable.
Well, look at who half their advertisers are.
Exactly. But only to a point, though. They, to a point, are going to be, you know, they're starting to cover this more and more because people are talking about it as a story. I believe if enough of us speak out, they're going to have to pay attention to it.
Oh, I agree. I agree, sir. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Let's talk to Howard in Texas.
Okay.
Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from San Antonio. Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. No, you're right. I was on Selextra, and I tried to go cold turkey, and I tried to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And the drugs themselves, I mean, it's bad news.
Yeah.
I'm a veteran, and I've seen other veterans on all these drugs.
Oh, that's another thing. That's another thing.
They just keep increasing it. They just keep increasing it.
Yeah, they increase the dosage, yeah.
Well, let me say something about the veterans. If you break your leg, you're in a car wreck, you take the vaccine, get sick, you breathe a little uranium, the veterans group, VA, this is their number one prescription. Here, we'll just put you on Prozac or Zoloft. That's another example. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I got hospitalized. And when I got out of the hospital, I was back on Solextra again. And I started, you know, checking into how to get off this drug. But you cannot go cold turkey off this drug. Anybody on these drugs, you have to stay on these drugs. There are ways you can get off the drugs. That's
you have to
so
get off
important.
Of them slowly. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Ray. Ray in Michigan. Go ahead.
My condolences for your family for your loss of your daughter.
Thank you, Ray.
I've been researching childhood vaccines, and I'm certain that if your daughter lived in America and went to public schools, that she's been vaccinated.
Yep.
You might look into the acetylcholine-serotonin imbalances and what a select group will do, and that select group is more than most people want to admit.
By the way, we're looking at
Generation X, and they're modified with the chemicals.
Yeah, there's dangers with those, too. I know I've heard of people whose children have died as a result of vaccination.
I've got the CDC report here. Vaccine data leads scientists to shocking discovery. Children 27 times more likely to develop autism than seizures. With exposure to mercury-containing vaccines, findings reviewed at today's IOM meeting in D.C.
That's correct.
And we've gone from 1 out of 25,000 getting autism 20 years ago to 1 out of 167.
2,000% increase in the state of California.
And that's just where it burns their brain really bad.
Really bad.
And so they sit in the corner, you know, in diapers till they're 20. And I hate to be so graphic, but that's it.
Yep.
For a lot of children, it just causes some problems.
Right. Sure. There's always a wide range, but they use the drugs as a way of making money, and there's a certain, at some level, there's people that just don't care that is hurting a lot of people as long as they're making their millions of dollars in profits.
Well, it's like feeding meat to cows, and then we get mad cow disease.
Yeah.
Just because they want to do something with dead, rotten cows, they feed them back to cows. Anything else, Ray?
No, our prayers go out to you.
And thank you.
Please do your research. It isn't just, as Alex mentioned, the massive damage done by mercury with autism. It's the slight glazing that we know is Generation X and what it is doing to society as a whole.
Yes.
It's a reality. It's right in front of us.
Yes. And, you know, the same thing is true of these SSRI drugs. I'm an example of an extreme case, as are thousands across the country, where children have had dramatic, violent suicide or murder or whatever. However, how many smaller cases are there? I have read stories and heard stories of a mother who was a great mother, never hurt her child ever, and she was given Prozac for PMS or whatever else, and one day her child was misbehaving and she just went up to it and broke his finger. She couldn't report
this. They even came out with a Prozac, the little purple pill. It had a feminine name, I forget.
Right, right.
Just for women. What's the name of that drug? Seraphim?
Seraphim, yeah, Seraphim.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Ray. Last caller for our guest, Warren in New Hampshire. Warren, go ahead.
Yeah, Glenn, I'd like to say I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to know one thing. How long have you been listening to Alex?
Actually, this is the first time I've been on his show, and I've only been peripherally aware of him through a friend of mine, Dr. John Breeding.
Okay. It's hard to give you the whole ball of wax in one short speech. But if you listen to Alex, this is part of a plan. Basically, it's a genocide against the American people. I'm sure Alex would agree with that.
Well, and people don't believe that. The eugenics at the UN, bioethics, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. Huxley gave a speech in 62 at Berkeley a month before he died saying this is all a government plan. They plan to force drug everyone by 2000. I've been in the secret, documents. My brother headed up UNESCO for the UN. My book is what I think is going to happen, and that's why Brave New World is so scary today, because it is coming true.
It is. I just read it recently, and it's really frightening, and I think there is something to it. I mean, I've never fancied myself as a conspiracy theorist and all of this, and usually I think this stuff as well, kind of out on the fringe. But the more I learn, there's doctors out there that want to put Prozac in the water. They think everybody should have it.
Well, I've seen those reports. Thanks for the call, Warren. Glenn McIntosh, how do folks get in touch with you if they want to send you information?
Well, I guess my email would be the best.
Okay.
mgmcintosh@earthlink.net.
Tell you what, stay through the break and just plug that on the other side.
Okay.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Well, my friends, I have the Associated Press articles with the government. Top scientists are proposing putting Prozac in the water supply.
I believe it.
And, I mean, this is what they're up to. This is what they want. This is really happening. And I'm sorry to Jim and Cliff and Elizabeth and everybody that's been holding. I've got to get into all the news that we haven't covered. So we're going to go ahead and stop this discussion at this point. I want to have Dr. Breeding and, of course, yourself, Mr. McIntosh, back on in the future.
Mm-hmm.
For folks that want to get in contact with you or want to network or want to send you information, what's your email address one more time?
It's MCINTOSH, MG McIntosh, at earthlink.net.
All right. Well, again, God bless you, sir. We're really sorry for your loss, and you're in our prayers.
Thank you.
And thank you for going public and speaking out to hopefully get folks to think a little more and learn so they don't end up in the position you've been in.
Exactly. That's my purpose.
All right. Well, take care, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Again, no more calls on the show today because I'm looking at about 50 stories I haven't gotten to and some other top ones I've got to recap. Right now, Skull and Bones. I'm sure you heard that Sunday Bush was on Tim Russert's Meet the Propaganda CFR member, Meet the Press. And John Kerry a few months ago, the front runner for the Democrats, a relation of Bush and a member of Skull and Bones, said it's too secret, I can't talk about it. Now, these clips are off the web, so the audio's not the best, but here's the quote. Russert, you were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society. President Bush, it's so secret, we can't talk about it. Russert, what does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild. President Bush, I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen unintelligible yet. Laughs. Russert, number 322. Bush wouldn't answer it. Now, it's not unintelligible. On the good video I've got that I taped last night when it re-aired at midnight, he clearly says, I haven't seen the web yet. So that's interesting right there that they say unintelligible when it's not. But here's that clip with Bush. Listen to this. This is Bush on Meet the Press.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322?
Scared to lose? No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
It was chilling when he said that. Because Bush wasn't animated. He was a stumbling, sputtering, big government pimp. The entire time till the end, his eyes just burned, and he said, I'm not going to lose. You see, I got a vision where I want to lead. But notice also in one of those clips, he asked him, and we're putting all these clips up on the web, better clips of them off the original that I taped last night. This is somebody else's site we linked to get this. He says, did you know him at Yale? And Bush says, no, I didn't. Bush says, I didn't know him in Yale. Skull and Bones members all meet, all living members, at least once a year. When somebody gets married, they induct the woman. They're there. That's another lie. John Kerry says he did know him there at Yale. Bush was the president of one of the other big fraternities. Of course they knew him. Kerry was there when Bush was there. Just incredible. But think about it. We have the president and the Democratic frontrunner both related to each other from the same area of the country in the same admitted satanic secret society. It's admitted. They do satanic rituals, and they go, oh, well, it's just for fun. Well, I've gone to the place where they go as old men, as adults, called Bohemian Grove, and I got video of it, my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Moloch worship. Look up Moloch in the dictionary. Canaanite god that children were sacrificed to. Symbolizes a large owl or bull. It was two-sided. And I sneak in, I got a hidden camera, and I videotape them worshiping a 45-foot stone owl burning the effigy of a baby. And they admit I snuck in. It's been on national television. I made the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I don't care how nuts it sounds. They just admitted Skull and Bones. Oh, so secret, I can't talk about it. The president with the guy he's running against are in a secret society together. Come on! And it was founded by the opium trade, by German and British money. The CIA didn't start dealing drugs. It was founded by drug dealers. And most of your CIA directors are Skull and Bones. Now we've had three presidents, vice presidents. It's sick. We live in a country where a secret society has both the big candidates. Isn't that obvious? And, you know, Russert, what does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild. Conspiracy theorists? You admit it's a secret society, a death cult. You're in it. You go to Bohemian Grove. So I'll go over a little bit more on this, then we'll get into, folks, there is so much news here. I'm going to blitz. I'm going to news blitz for 27 minutes when we get back. You'll want to stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
I don't know how anyone, could watch the president and his relative, another British blue blood, openly members of a satanic secret society, being our two candidates, and that's what it's shaping up to be, as I said over a year ago, was my prediction. I mean, you talk about a staged event. These guys are in it together. And I snuck into Bohemian Grove, folks. I snuck in there with a hidden camera. I got the video. I got it out. You need to get dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. We're going to air the Kerry clip here in a second. How could anyone out there, I never even hardly talk about this, how could any of you not get this two-hour, five-minute film to watch the mock human sacrifice? And I was 100-something yards away. They say it's a mock sacrifice. Okay. The bound body, bring it up there, begs for its life, they burn it. High-level Luciferian garbage. Then this is 10 times worse than Anton LaVey in a red jumpsuit dancing around saying, I'm the devil, look at me, aren't I cool? I mean, this is the real deal with all the regalia, everything. Eyes wide shut. And I was in there for 4 hours. The Washington Times, Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine, Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, they say it gets a lot more satanic than that. Helmut Schmidt, in his book Men in Powers, and this is in the film, says, oh, I love the rituals we do at our grove in Germany, but my favorite ceremonial ground is the Bohemian Grove, I love our druidic rituals. Washington Times talking about, you know, shipping in the male prostitutes. I've talked to the locals, male prostitutes, female prostitutes, but they seem to be mainly for the males. You know, it's part of the Christian conservatism. I've been on national Christian shows and had them accuse me, you wicked devil. George Bush ain't no member, no skull and bones. Patriot Act's good. You need to repent for bearing false witness. This is America. This is what America has turned into. And it's disgusting. So get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Make copies. Show it at your church. Show it at your VFW hall. Research Moloch. I know you all got dictionaries online or in your house. Go look up Moloch. Why don't you just do that for yourself? It's not a very Christian deity. It's a little worse than even Allah or the Shinto shrine with Bush. It's the most demonic demon in the Bible. God says that Moloch is basically the symbolism of Satan, and it's the worst god that the pagans worship, and that he'll curse whoever's leaders. The Bible says whoever's leaders follow Moloch. You're like, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that. Well, you better believe in it because the president does, because he's so Christian. So, again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos. They drop down to 20. I'd get Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets, and Police State 3. And if you haven't got 9/11, you need to get that. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you won't get the films and make copies and get them out to people, who's going to do it? We got psychotic, power-tripping Satanists running the country. You're like, that sounds insane. Oh, the Aztecs, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Egyptians. In every culture, you get criminals on power trips who have demonic deities they worship because they're sociopaths, they're psychopaths. Look at every run-of-the-mill psychopath you read about. You ever read crime books? You ever research real crime stories? Every one of these psychopaths you've ever looked at who's out killing women and children and people, they're always devil worshipers. They're always into the occult. You can't be a psychopath and not love the devil, folks. Let's say you're an atheist. Well, then understand that they image their own psyche in their mind. They worship themselves. They're self-centered. That's the very nature of Satanism. Do as thou wilt. And then they create this God image for themselves. Now, I believe in that God image that they worship. I know that's real. You understand? I know that's there. But you can say, okay, well, you know, this is mumbo-jumbo, I don't believe it. Well, it doesn't stop the fact that they're laying in coffins naked, engaging in sex acts, and shipping in male prostitutes and female prostitutes and worshiping Moloch. They believe it, and they're manifesting that hell on earth here on this planet. So I believe in God, and I believe in the devil. And I know that the world leaders do. So you better wake up to this, folks. If you want to understand how deep the rabbit hole goes in this Alice in Wonderland system, you've got to face up to this. You better research it. So let's air Bush, and then right on the back of that, John Kerry, both of these from Meet the Press. Sorry about the audio quality. It's off the web. The video clips are at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is. Go ahead and roll it.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job than I intend
that's
to do.
That's John Kerry.
And we'll be watching. Be safe on the campaign trail. John Kerry,
thanks for
joining us.
Okay,
we'll
that's
right
John
back.
Kerry. Let's air Bush again.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322?
Start to lose. No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
Yeah, where your father wants to lead us a new world order, as the CFR said days after the attack. we're going to use this disaster for a new world order. And boy, he knows exactly where he's going to lead. No more borders, no more sovereignty, going after your guns. Think about this. We have the president in a secret organization with the guy he's running against, and Kerry says, so secret, can't talk about it. Bush says, so secret, can't talk about it. Same scripted answer. And all these Skull and Bones members say that same thing. So secret, can't talk about it. Oh, there's lots of secrets, can't talk about it. I mean, you talk about a staged event, folks. Oh, I tell you. And I still have people on local talk radio attacking me. Alex Jones believes in a thing called Skull and Bones. He's an idiot. He's a liar. It doesn't exist. There's no New World Order. Oh, my goodness. You know, tomorrow I'll have to re-air these clips again, and we'll do an hour on Skull and Bones and take your calls on it, because I know folks want to talk about it. Let me get into the other news. Let me just rapid-fire through this. We've got 19 minutes left. Defense Department seeks Bush guard file. This is the Washington Post. The Defense Department has requested that President Bush's payroll records from his service in the National Guard be sent to Washington from DOD archive in Colorado. They're ascertaining whether they can be released to news organizations and public interest groups, and have formally requested them in recent days, according to DOD officials. Now, we have 30 pages of these records. They're held up in St. Louis, and I have an AP article. The feds have now grabbed those. They've already been released, but now they're grabbing them so others can't get them, or so it can't be confirmed. Bush, in an interview on the Sunday show NBC Meet the Press, said he would release all his records, including pay stubs, to put to rest political suggestions that he may not fulfill his duty near the end of the Guard service. He wasn't there for 21 months. He was grounded. He refused to take his test, his drug test. I mean, this is incredible. Bush, in an interview on the show Sunday, said he will release them to put to rest any discussions that he did not finish his Guard service from May 72 to May 73. The president also suggested there might not be anything in the records that has not already been in the public domain. The media's had these records for months, okay? We have them at InfoWars.com. I mean, people have been looking for these files for a long period of time. Trust me, in starting a 94 campaign for Texas governor, Bush said, and I can assure you that in the year 2000, people were looking for those files as well. We have the files, and the media has them. So it's, oh, where are the files? Where are the files? Asked in the interview whether he would authorize release of the Guard records, the president said, yes, absolutely. Then he went on to say that if you criticize him on this, you're criticizing the Guard, and you better watch it. Has nothing to do with it. But, oh, I have a lot of people, I was in the Guard, how dare you talk bad about me? They know you associate your power with Bush, just like liberals associate their power with Clinton. You won't think because you're with him. See, oh, you're with me, he says. See, you're with the big, powerful president. Don't let them criticize us. And, I mean, the whole story of Bush and the Guard and the silver spoon in his mouth and how he was grounded and how he had the worst possible flight scores you can imagine but wasn't kicked out, it just goes on and on. His daddy was director of the CIA at the time. He'd been in Congress. He'd been ambassador to the UN, major power broker. What Bush wanted, he got. And something that no one seems to know about, Minneapolis sister city, St. Paul, just pulled out of the Patriot Act. New York did. Again, every day, multiple cities and towns are pulling out. A year ago, the media would report on this, that, oh, 147 cities, 160 cities have pulled out. And still, when you hear the news, oh, about 150 have pulled out. And no, folks, I see at least 10 cities a week and towns. And I quit counting at 400. I spent hours counting them up about 6-7 months ago. But again, this shows the spin. Very, very important. Continuing, 9/11 panel threatens to issue subpoena for Bush briefings. We're not hearing how the Condoleezza Rice secret meeting went about her telling Mayor Willie Brown not to fly. The entire committee is made up of folks involved in 9/11 or part of the Bush cabinet or part of Bush businesses. But they've got to act like there's some type of investigation going on so people go, oh, that was all put to rest. More theater. Passion poised for heavenly box office. This is out of Variety. The movie that couldn't find a distributor a year ago is now poised to become the year's first surprise hit. And we went online to buy tickets for it when it comes out February 27th. And they'd already sold 65% of the tickets in all the theaters in Austin. So think about that. So you try to keep a good thing down, it'll just explode with more power. I can't wait to see it. So, though it has not had a single television ad, has been aired for The Passion of the Christ 2 weeks before its release, Mel Gibson's depiction of the crucifixion of Jesus is eclipsing mainstream Hollywood fare in audience interest. And it says it's scheduled to open with a $30 million first weekend. You better get your tickets while you can. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. It's like this show. I've had the number one ratings in Austin. And they told me, you shut up about the New World Order. This was 5 years ago, or you're off the air. And they did kick me off the air. They were making money hand over fist. I got $200 a week, folks, for a local FM radio show from 7 to 9 at night. And the show became number one, one best of Austin, got national attention. That's right as I was getting syndicated. And the owners of the station I was doing the syndicated show out of said, you shut your mouth about Bill Clinton and the New World Order and Waco and the militarization of police, or you're off the air. And I said, I got the number one ratings. The truth sells. They just won't give us a chance to put it out there. That's the truth. Feds seize family ranch. WorldNet Daily article. They're seizing a whole bunch of ranches. This is by Henry Lamb. People own their land, and the Forest Service just shows up and just takes ranches that have been in people's hands for 50 to 160 years. Big article on that. Just land grabbing going on everywhere, exploding under Bush. Army intercepts betraying soldiers. U.S. resorts to hiring ex-Saddam loyalists to gather intelligence. That's blowing up in our face. Food runs out for 6 million North Koreans. London Independent, the UN's food agency, made the emergency appeal for food aid to North Korea yesterday, saying that its supplies were nearly exhausted and it would have to stop sending food to almost all the 6.5 million people it feeds. By the way, North Korea has been caught taking almost all that food and selling it to China or selling it to other countries. All they allow the people to do is grow opium to be sold to the CIA. Oh, boy. So serious. Some of the other news that I want to get to here concerns what's happening with Al-Qaeda. They're saying now that they're sure Al-Qaeda has nuclear weapons, that the Russians sold them in 98, and they're going to nuke us any minute. If one nuke goes off, they've got martial law set up. General Eberhard has said it, the head of NORTHCOM. The outgoing head of CENTCOM, Franks, has said it. I should have confronted Oliver North the first hour with that when he was denying it. That the, quote, Constitution will be set aside for favor of military government. Now, that's Cigar Aficionado, December issue, Tommy Franks, General Eberhardt in the L.A. Times. Those are both on Infowars.com. And one nuke goes off. You think things are bad now? That's when all the secret arrests, the death camps, all of it begins. And I'm not kidding. This is what's happening. And all of us need to be aware of this because America is on the edge of dying completely and totally. And it's just so sad. Our dollar has plunged even further to right at $1.28. It was, the euro was worth 90 cents a year and a half ago against the dollar. So that is... that is almost a 40% drop there. Just more continual plunge of the dollar. It's so sad for this country. But don't worry, the government's going to give you something to celebrate over. Press Trust of India reporting, so is the Associated Press, U.S. optimistic of catching bin Laden by year's end. A bunch of different senators and Madeleine Albright and Bush officials have been saying this, but Bush, when he was asked to meet the press, says he doesn't know where bin Laden's at. Well, what does that mean to you, folks? And our country's become such a secret police bastion that all over the nation, at Christmas, if children tried to bring Christmas cards with Jesus on them, anything else was okay. Santa Claus was okay. Buddha's okay. The children are sentence to the superintendent, expelled, disciplined, threatened. Christmas card with Jesus banned. Kindergartners at a public school in Oregon were invited to bring cards to Christmas party, but a teacher barred one student from distributing his holiday greeting because it mentioned Jesus Christ, prompting a lawsuit. Again, separation of church and state, folks. That means the government stays out of religion. It doesn't mean you can't bring to school or anywhere else whatever you want or during your valedictorian speech. It doesn't mean you can't mention the word Jesus. You have a First Amendment, but now they say you can't. See, this is the new thought crime. Here's the article. St. Paul passes resolution condemning Patriot Act. New York's done it as well. When we get back, I'll get into bin Laden supposedly going to nuke us any minute. 50 killed in car bombing south of Baghdad. Bahrain, China, Iraq, England all putting in national ID cards. But England says they will not close their borders. That's just some of what's coming up. Stay with us for the final segment. More key info straight ahead. Infowars.com.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you could be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, folks, through the Associated Press, Reuters, Al Jazeera, and others are saying they're sure that suitcase nukes, which the government claimed came up missing in 98, what was it, Alexander Lebed that first said that, has been sold to bin Laden. He's going to nuke us any minute. You better give up all your rights. And again, they'll re-engineer our entire society if that happens. 50 killed in car bombing south of Baghdad. At least 50 people were killed and 50 hurt in car bombing at a police station south of Baghdad, hospital says. A car bomb exploded Tuesday morning at a police station killing dozens of would-be recruits lined up to apply for jobs, and a hospital official said at least 50 people have been killed, 50 others wounded. U.S. officials in Baghdad put the figure at 35 killed and 75 wounded, but said the figure could be higher since Iraqi authorities were handling the investigation. The local Iraqi police commander, Lieutenant Colonel Abdul Rahim Salim, said the attack was a suicide operation carried out by a driver who detonated a red pickup truck as it passed by the station. And all over the world, in Iraq, our government's putting in a national ID card for the Iraqi people. They've got to have special clearance and wear an RFID bracelet to have a job anywhere. That's the so-called freedom we're bringing them. And Bayron plans smart ID cards. Bayron plans to introduce by June a national identity card embedded with a smart chip that would store a wealth of personal and administrative data. Same thing's happening here. England's moving ahead with that. UK will not close its borders. The UK's Home Affairs Minister, David Blunkett, has said the UK will not close its borders to citizens of the EU's 10 new members who are set to join in May. Eastern Europe, folks, and Central Europe. Many of the Guardian and the Secretary of State denied that the UK has become the latest EU member to announce it will not give new citizens the same rights as those Germany, France, Spain, or the like. Blunkett said the proposal made Prime Minister Tony Blair last week did not amount to a ban on workers from countries of Eastern and Central Europe. Within 20 years, England will be majority foreigner, but let England's culture die, you know. You know, it's no big deal. Let's just give all our rights up and we'll all suddenly be safe. If we just give our liberties up, the good people at Skull and Bones will keep us safe. And, well, I guess then the answer is that we just need to submit to the New World Order and everything will be all right. And we read about, oh, my gosh, we've got to invade Syria and Iran and Libya now because the Pakistanis, they sold nuclear weapons parts to all of them. And then it turns out that the general, the head of this, Pakistani intelligence chief, was involved with the Clinton, Bush, White House, you name it, in allowing all this to take place, and Bush tried to block an investigation of that. This is from the BBC. You go, why would they arm China, North Korea, Pakistan, help give them the delivery systems? Because that escalates the crisis worldwide. Then they can claim that rogue groups get the weapons. Then they get to invade countries that really aren't a threat, like Iran and Syria and Libya, and then they can be buddy-buddy with North Korea behind the closed doors, and then out in the open they can say that it's, quote, an enemy and get the new national draft passed and all the rest of it. Bottom line, crisis brings control, and the military-industrial complex, owned by the big banks, said, hey, why don't we just take over the society? Why don't we just dominate everybody? Why don't we just claim there's a new threat called terrorism? Why don't we just become the dominant force in the world? That's what powerful institutions have always done. It's happening again, but the average person doesn't even realize this. That's it for this broadcast. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. We'll re-air that Oliver North interview. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. So be sure and tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, everybody to tune in, whether it's on the AM or FM dial, global shortwave, the internet, you name it. And realize that by speaking out and getting involved and not having this oh-so-what moral relativist cynical view, we can save this country and our families. But if we don't get in the fight, it's over for America and the world. Tyranny is growing at geometric proportions yet again. We've got to stop it.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.